This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gayman, Weno Bayside.
Time to talk all things real estate as we do it this time on a Sunday morning. Good morning, Torsten Casper.
Good morning, Eddie. How are you?
I'm well, my friend. How are you?
We're terrifically busy.
Busy is good.
Busy is great, and it's there've been some excellent results during the week and some terrific ones yesterday, and we're looking forward to a few big sales today as well.
What are we talking about today?
Well, look, one of the things I think might help the listeners out there when they're preparing their property, we've talked about bits and pieces that you can do to get your house ready to value add, but I guess there's also the considerations of what, you know, some of the things you don't think that you'll need to do. So as far as, you know, what's involved in, for example, getting, you know, a house to live in ready, when that involves painting, when you've got kids, and when you've maybe polishing floorboards and so forth, you know, what does that look and feel like?
So are we talking about avoiding overcapitalization?
Well, it's basically, I think the important aspects to start with is to get your agent to come in and work through what are the things that will add value to the actual campaign. And when I say add value, if we're spending a dollar, I want that to turn into $2.
Sure.
So if you're spending $10,000, that should make a $20,000 difference.
Yep.
If you're spending $20,000, that should make a $40,000 difference. So in that aspect, you know, there are some simple things that are pretty obvious, that when you go through a home and it hasn't been painted for 15 years, or the color palette is very
outdated.
Non-on-trend, yes. Mm. So from that point of view, that's an easy one.
Well, Torsten, how about we start at the front of the house? We walk into the property. What do we do to the garden? First up. Because, well, that's your first impression.
It is. So basically you want to have a look at, are the garden beds, do they need a top-up of some thin mulch to define the garden beds? Do we need some colour? Are there bushes and shrubs that are in the way of paved pathways? Or do we need to put some paved pathways in? What is the fence like? Does the fence need a paint? If it's a timber fence, is there one of the stakes missing, or is something sort of loose? So those are the aspects to the, actually, does the front gate actually, are the hinges okay? So does it actually work? So,
and I remember you telling me once that the darker colours, especially in the garden, when it comes to mulch and that tan bark, is really on trend, not the lighter stuff.
Yeah, and also the thinner mulch. The thinner,
yes.
The thinner cut, not the stuff that we grew up in the playground. That's sort of not trendy anymore. So,
yeah.
And also it doesn't give the same definition as this blackened mulch gives you. So the gardening and the landscaping aspects are easier for families because, you know, you don't need to move out of the home if you're doing that, unless you've got a dog, and obviously the dog might need to spend a few days while the gardeners and landscapers are there doing the front and back gardens. But that's an easy one from that point of view.
Guttering is very important.
Guttering, again, if there's a downpipe that's come loose from a gutter, is an important one to fix. If there's a rusted part to that, you want to get that rectified.
Mm-hmm.
So that's again.
Jeez, you are busy today, aren't you?
You can hear them texting me, can't
Absolutely.
You? It's all good. It's all part of the multitasking philosophy there.
And all a part of the Chisholm and Gayman service.
It is indeed. So from that point of view, I think that there are some simple things that we can achieve with the outdoor area. Where it gets complicated, where you actually are living in the family home and you're needing to paint, and perhaps the floorboards are needing to be done, that's more complicated. So again, one of the things is making sure you got your timing, that you get your floorboards done first. You will have to move out of the home. So again, that's the complication when there are kids involved.
Torsten, wouldn't you do the floorboards last? You'd get everything else done because, for example, if you have to paint the walls, you don't want the paint falling onto the floorboards.
No, well, basically what we tend to do is get the floorboards done first, so then you can have the drop sheets, and then the scuff marks that then occur on the skirting boards from the actual sanding machines have to be painted. So there's no point getting the painters to come back and then do it a second time. So from that point of view, you get the floorboards out of the way. The painting services that we use are terrific. They've got all the appropriate drop sheets and plastic sheets that mean that the floorboards won't be affected by any paint drops.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the most difficult one, because you also gives time then to have the painters through, which means also the vapours from the actual two-pack finish have got more time to
dissipate.
And I think that's, so again, it's just part of that process. But what you want to do is make sure that the timing works really well, in the sense that as soon as the floorboards are ready to be walked on, painters can come in and do what they need to do. And while the painter's there, you might be doing some tiling in the bathrooms. There might be some, again, using our example, there might be some feature tiles that are outdated, as was the paint colours.
Sure.
So you might just, or you may need to do, instead of retiling the entire bathroom, or if there's en suites, you might just remove the feature tiles and put something that's more contemporary in place. Spraying the bath might be something that's required because, again, over wear and tear, baths can chip and be scratched or be stained.
Indeed. We'll come back to the bathroom, Torsten. This is The Real Estate Show. Back shortly.
This is The Real Estate Show for Chisholm and Gamer, Weno Bayside.
9531 1245, the one central number to call for Chisholm and Gaiman, We Know Bayside. 9531 1245 for all your real estate needs. Residential, commercial, property management, sales. 9531 1245. If you call that number, they'll be able to connect you to any of the four offices, Torsten, which are...
They are in Mount Martha, Blackrock, Elwood and Port Melbourne, Eddie.
And we're talking about value adding to your property and preparing it for sale and what you have to do to update it. We're in the bathroom at the moment and we're talking about painting it.
So basically painting it, we might be spraying the tiles as well, maybe the actual, again, the tone, the colour of the tiles may be off-trend.
How about replacing the shower?
So within that, you can certainly spray the tiles, and as you've just suggested, frameless shower screens do make a huge difference.
Mm.
The other thing which I'm amazed doesn't get used more often is people changing smaller mirrors, which seemed to be in vogue quite a few years ago, to larger wall-based mirrors that really allow much more light, make the room feel bigger.
Yep.
It can have such a big impact for a really small investment. Mirrors are not expensive to buy and are very easily installed and can make such a difference to the way that feels. Tapware is a really important one, particularly if you've got 80s and 90s tapware. It really does date the bathroom. And there are some really economical options for you. That's a really, really easy thing for the plumber to do. So when you've got the plumber doing the external works on the guttering, get them to come in and change over the tapware, both in the bathroom. If there's an ensuite, certainly have a look at that.
Yes.
One of the actual things also when we're talking about changing things over, another thing which is a simple one that can really date a home is doorknobs and door handles. So often, there was a period in time where gold was very popular. And it really dates it. So chrome and silver is very on trend at the moment. Interestingly, with tapware, black has become really, really on trend. So it's a matter of just understanding and asking your agent, what's been getting a response and from buyers and where are those elements going. If your agent isn't confident in their own ability to understand that, ask them if they've got a stylist that they can actually impose some questions and get them to come to inspect your home with you. So, again, we work very closely with a few stylists, but again, one of the things that Sam and I enjoy doing is helping clients renovate their properties to value add. So from my point of view, I've been doing it for 15 years, and it does, just seeing the outcomes, just give you a fair bit of confidence. But from my point of view, I'm very passionate about understanding and looking at magazines and on the internet as far as style and where things are happening from a whole lot of architectural magazines that I do subscribe to. So you're always trying to keep in front and understand where that's all going. But certainly doorknobs on kitchen cupboards, again, can have a big impact in the way that kitchen will feel.
Okay, so now we've moved into the kitchen. It's important to update appliances as well, isn't it, TK?
It is. So, again, if there's room to put a dishwasher, if there's not a dishwasher, it's a really important element to put in.
That's not a plus one anymore. That's an expectation.
It is indeed. It's just an equaliser. So definitely want to get that in there. If you haven't got that in there, updating your ovens and cooktops.
And range hood.
And does have a big impact, and they do come as a set. So certainly you would be, as you say, be charging that with the actual range hood as well.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, there's also some great veneers that can go over laminate benchtops that are a veneer of reconstituted stone, and they look, feel, and function as a full stone finish and just give that much more modern feel. It's, provides a discount. You're not paying for the full thickness of a stone bench top. So it's, as I say, so there are some smart things that you can do as long as you've got the context and getting the right advice.
How about putting in a plumbed-in fridge? Is that a plus one?
Look, it's almost on the verge of becoming an equaliser.
Really?
But it's at this stage, I think if we have this conversation next year, I think there will be an expectation. People are getting used to actually having ice machines and facilities directly, chilled water directly from their fridges. You speak to some of these suppliers, the sales of those fridges are going through the roof.
Mm-hmm.